Channel 1 over, and a continuation of Visit Wade with Debbie this Sunday, the 21st of October, 73. Channel 1 over, beginning of Channel 1 over, and a continuation of Visit with Wade with Debbie this Sunday, the 21st of October, 73. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of Visit with Wade with Debbie this Sunday, the 21st of October, 73.
Whatever you get into, you will still be yourself.
I see what you're saying. But
the people are too weak. They're too subject to all these things. They'll fall right, just fall into the trap immediately because they're Irikoff of people. That's it. They belong to that group of people.
And they don't even know, really, that...
True believer.
Yeah.
Yes, they can shift gears. If he gets in another thing, maybe he might get to be a Jesus freak next year. Then watch out.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
it's a possibility.
The big thing that he wanted to talk about, he was at our house this weekend, and the big thing that he wanted to talk about was the fact that they'd had a sports day. Gotten a keg of beer and gone out and had this sports day. And the reason that he wanted to talk about it was so that we would know that he won the tennis match and he won the horseshoes. And that's what he wanted to talk about.
And what's your connection with all that?
Well, he's just a friend of my friends, the Fowlers, down in Sarasota, and they were visiting us, and so he and his wife were up here, too. They have family up here, too, for the football game. So they all came over to our house on Saturday night. And that's what he wanted to talk about. And
what's your name, your friend? Lucia, Marcia. Now, is she going to report on him?
Yeah, she sees the same thing happening to him that I do.
Does she?
Mm-hmm. They don't see so much of him anymore because he's always at a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
See his wife.
Production man and a market man. You see, that's Mr. Nealon's thing. You got to start marketing stuff. He got to start selling, hasn't he? That's right.
They keep the wheels moving, those people do. They believe it. They believe that. Believe the whole thing. Now, this fellow that wrote the Money Game, he understood it. He didn't believe it. He understood it, and he played with it. He's rich, that Adam Smith. I don't know his real name.
You read it?
Yeah, it's a easy reading. It's a rich book because he talks about the money world, and he's made money in the world, and he knows all the ins and outs on it.
How did he tell how he did it? How he made money?
That's not his concern.
Well, let me tell you, it's just a game.
Yeah, money game.
He sees so much of it. Well, he has a sort of mental view of it.
Yes. Furthermore, he went. He decided that he'd go check out this Eureka Institute. I just read a short quip on him in the Harper's, I believe it was. This is one of these institutes, that a lot of them coming up now that so elevating or whatever you call it. And you stay there for a long time. And his report on that was rich, see, because he just went there and sort of gave a view of it. He didn't get taken away or up or by or any other place. He just talked about it. And it's right nice reportage.
he could really report.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something that they would.
It's light.
Yeah. You know, really?
And if you want to make implications out of it, that's your business.
Yeah.
It's mostly light, you know.
Well, I haven't run into any of that reporting. I sure have. Have you? Marcia reports on this fellow.
But not, I'm sure, like this book.
Oh.
Not like that.
Now, I can't imagine anything that would be more... You don't, then, what I said, have just a little staff, you might say, just some co-workers, and go in all these directions. You see, we just wouldn't live long enough even if we tried to get into much. And after, once you learn how to report, you see, it the reporting is sometimes worth more than the seeing, than the actual experience. The reporting is. So that, you see, you just see so much, and you'd cancel out so much of that dead time, dead spaces where nothing happens.
Guy, I hear you talking about that, but good God, where are you going to find six people? The young people that tend towards having any ability, they're all headed for New York City or something similar,
yeah,
where it's all happening,
yeah.
Or they've got a project that's underway right now, yeah. Very serious intent, book of poetry or something just
virgin
completion.
You see, that's one thing Debbie had to wrestle with when she came down here. She had to leave the centers, but in her case, it turned out that the center was in an obscure corner of Alachua County. But she had to learn to live with that. It had been so much simpler if she could have done that in Boston or New York.
Whew, hey, overload your circuits around there. Well, that's it. Well, I just...
That was true, wasn't it? It's true. Let me tell you, little Bessie, the color woman,
mm-hmm.
She's great big, and she took care of Bessie in her last month or so down here. Debbie followed her, and I never saw much of her, but I saw a great deal of it through Debbie, a great deal of it. Oh, she can go in and just whip you in place with that tongue. She even did it up to the Undertaker that Sunday when he didn't put the death notice in the paper.
She let him have it. He went right out and bought a paper.
Oh, she gets results. She gets results. Well, she got other sides too. She's right warm natured for her. It's the most amazing thing. Another thing is she's just huge physically. Everything about her is big.
Oh, she is the biggest woman. Just big. We call her Little Bessie, you know, which is so funny because she's so big. She's just... I was walking by her one day. She was sitting on the porch and I was getting ready to leave and she didn't want me to leave. And she reached out with her hand and put it around my leg to keep me there. That's how big she is.
Oh, she got a hand.
Her hands are just, you know.
It's God Almighty.
It's one of the hands.
Right around my calf, just like that.
Oh, yeah.
She is big.
She got those teeth. And you think, well, she's well preserved. But what it was, she just went to the dentist and once when she had the toothache and told him she just didn't like that toothache. Just yank them out. Took them all out. Oh, she got a plate, and I'm telling you, it looks like a horse. It's that solid, isn't it? Isn't that the solidest thing you ever saw? That lower plate. But it's a plate. And you see, Debbie picks up these things, but she hadn't been up here. What I was going to tell you, down there in the summer when she was cracking the whip, her reporting had... punched her. Well, she was up here last Sunday. And things have quieted down now for a month. And she's just flabby, even talk. It takes a center. You see, that's all to keep you alive.
Yeah, that's just another one of those damn theses. That's Bass's old thing, though. That's it. That's the reason people. It takes these younger people to really see what's going on in Micanopy. The people that are plugged in somewhere else can't catch it.
Yeah.
Younger people can't name it.
Yeah.
But they come through and all of a sudden they feel a pull.
Yeah.
That it turns. It's not maybe the center that you're talking about, but it's a
center.
It's a center that sort of feels together. And, relates. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, works around a little bit. It's real. It's actually.
Well,
real.
I see. We got that center, the term center, for that summer, last summer. This is good. Look how much has happened since then. When Rick was working on the Revolution of Micanopy, and the one thing it meant to me was, you see, we were looking at it through your eyes, and you had that storefront, and all you had to do was step out on the pavement, and you was in the center, and that's where we got the term. We kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, sort of fell into it, and it's been a very handy one, very useful one.
That's strange. I can go out there on that street, and there wouldn't not even be a bird flying in the sky, and you can almost lay bets in an hour, something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
One thing or the other. Jack will drive up, Buster will come in, or some of the other troopers will come by, fall into something. It may not be big, it varies all the time, you know,
yeah.
about what happened. You can't count on it.
Now, here's another thing we could do, since you don't type. You see, we could put one man on your beat over there. Just sort of check in over there, and especially listen to your reports, you see, somebody. By that, what I mean by the staff is here, people like Debbie who can.
Well, I've been trying to thank God.
Well, you don't need to. You see, you circulate, you see all those things. All you need is someone to report for you.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think what people
well, you
find.
Do that. We'll find them.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
I couldn't have them right now if I had them. You see, we got to get some of this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that would be a high-spirited thing, guy. Oh, that would be spirited
yeah.
to do something like that.
Yes, it would. If everybody was here together, wouldn't it?
You could have just the righteous time.
Yes, that's right. You see more than you ever dreamed of. You see, I already, when I think of Miss Daisy down there, I think of these poor people that look at her and think they've seen Miss Daisy. Well, they don't know her at all.
That's what... See, let me tell you a couple of things went through my head. The only reportage that you see, the attempts at being direct, well, in a public thing that I'm familiar with, has been photographic reportage, and that's always clouded. I'm thinking of the things that have been done in the 30s. See, that's one of the things that the camera talks about the moment, you know, because you take the picture and that's that time and that's it. So you're talking about the moment, and that's what you're doing when... you're talking about right now. It doesn't matter whatever comes into it.
That's right.
But it's what's going on.
Yeah.
Camera does that, but it also ruins it. This is not visual thing that you're into.
Yeah, you don't.
It's not at all visual.
No, you don't care.
I was thinking that I'd hate to see a picture. I mean, before I knew you talking about little Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
It sets your mind wrong.
Yeah.
It's a world of difference between like radio and TV.
Yeah.
Remember the old radio programs.
Yeah.
You built your own world in there.
Yeah.
And that's precisely what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a damn thing to do with vision.
Yeah, it's rather like the camera by taking the picture does the work for your mind, so that your mind doesn't work on what it hears.
Yeah, there's that danger. I notice on these things here that I tape, I just played at breakfast, I played that Malcolm Muggeridge for Debbie on the Today program. And you don't need to see him. It's just talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anything, seeing him is sort of distracting. That's what we were saying.
That was just something that got into my head here while you're talking. You know, like guys, we're trying to do something with this stuff, and I was talking about, well, we ought to put it on video so people can handle it.
We ought to have some on video.
Yeah, maybe so, but it sure, I mean, the essence of it doesn't belong to the visual world, because we look at it wrong. It prefabs you, it sets you up for a different concept.
Yeah. No. I'm not excited about it, but I'm it gets my attention. I've gotten this business on Mr. Nealon in the shape where you can look at it. And then Debbie's got some things that she's renounced that she did last fall. But when she gets into them, they'll come to life again. They're reporting on the state of France. And a lot of things are got in the files in there. If we just get them out and frame them, you see where somebody look at them. We just got to do something.
Yeah.
And what you said is going to help. Now, you see, we can get it in shape, but now you see, if Debbie's got to take a week off and get it all ready for the electrotype, what do you call it? Prototype. You get to, you type it up and see, and then copy it. I forget the word for it. You see, if she got to do that, it cuts her out for a week.
That's wearing.
Yeah. So wearing. If we can just get it up in legible form, and then hire somebody to, is that right? I mean, that we're just talking.
Uh-huh.
And then she won't be neutralized for that length of time. We can go ahead and work on something else. That'd be nice.
What I found is it happened directly in photography, that I do so much cold, hard photography,
yes,
that I don't have any photography energy left to, yes, do anything with sensitivity involved in it.
Yes.
And it's the same damn thing. If that typewriter is your working machine,
yes,
you can wear yourself out on the mechanical end of it,
yes,
just by doing labor work.
Yes.
And it interferes with your energy producing with that machine.
Yeah.
I'll be damned if it doesn't.
Yeah. You do just so much.
Mm-hmm. And you get worn about it.
Yeah.
There's a direct connection involved there. It's not that you should always farm everything out. This guy I ran into in Cuba is really neat. He was a short story writer. And we just ran into him sitting down on the dock. Well, he said, come up to the room. And we read a couple of things, and even while we was there, what he does is throws a bunch of pillows on the bed, and gets up in the bed, cranks back, and reaches over and gets this microphone. He starts talking away on it. And then he takes the tape or whatever. Next morning, he gets up and goes down to his typing pool, leaves him the tape. And he goes back and thinks a while, and wanders around town, and they ring him up or something. He goes back and he picks up his manuscript. Then he gets back up in his bed, stands there, and corrects the manuscript, takes it back down to him, and they type it out. That's the main interest in him, doesn't it?
You see, this is the thing that cuts people out. Well, I can't reach them. They gotta work for wages and hours. Even these brainy people, they are brought up in this old labor system of wages and hours. And they're not satisfied unless they're working for somebody else, doing something that somebody else cooked up. That's what it is. They don't want nothing else. They don't want to look in any direction of their own. Now that'll account for about 99% of the people up at the campus.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I mean it's assumed, it's taken for granted. From way before they're freshmen. You see, what they call about it, America is the greatest job producing economy that has ever existed. Job producing. Somebody else, you see. You don't produce your own job. Well, these freaks you talk about, you see, or mavericks, or free... My words don't come to me. They're great exceptions, I think.
They are. They're a worthless lot as a group, but I'm... feel very comfortable that they are around. I don't care to stay with them all the time.
You know, one of the first that I ran across, and he drank himself to death. He was married to one of the girls I grew up with. she was part of an old Methodist family. It was just marvelous. It was Methodism at its best, you might say. And then she's a scholar of it, too. He wouldn't have any of this business of working every day in the year, you see. He got in his own side, and what he did, now this is a long time ago, he was a credit man, a collection man. And he could be nasty as all get out. He just studied ways of being nasty. And there they were living on the big street in a nice house, and she was one of the most refined people in the country. And he was supporting the whole thing, working 6 months in a year, collection man.
I'll be damned.
Specialist in being nasty. That's right. But you see what he did. He just, and then he didn't work a full day. He could just go down there and shoot his barbs and go on home. Well, it wasn't that simple.
This guy, Ron Crist, I was telling you about the Crist brothers. He does the same. Now, he doesn't do collection agency, but he works 2 or 3 days a week.
Yeah.
He doesn't benefit by it in particular, but there are a few exceptions around.
Yeah.
And he would, I think, be felt done in if he had to work 5 days a week.
Yeah. See, what this fella do, he'd go around to the big stores and they'd give him, you know, they all got
mm-hmm.
bad accounts. And he'd just take them and collect them on percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But that was early. You see, what works at one time, you see, it won't work 10 years later. So you
yeah.
gotta sort of improvise as you go.
Of course, see, Buster dropped out when he was born. Hell, hippies don't hold a candle to Buster, because he got his whole system worked out. He doesn't work. He never has. A rainy day, you cannot work on a rainy day. Hell, at least more water inside the building than it is out. You know, the roof's just pouring in. It's impossible. And he hasn't taken any measure whatsoever to correct that problem, the
yeah.
leaking roof.
That's
the only thing he did was dig a ditch in the concrete so the water could run out.
Yeah. What would you say? You see these kids? And he did that malice aforethought. He did that on purpose.
That's absolutely. And you're welcome to interrupt him at any time.
Yeah.
And the only people he doesn't like interrupting are people are trying to tell him what to do.
Watch what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, anybody else? That's the reason he lies out there. Right. He wouldn't move off that side.
This stove has got to be clean. And the kerosene flow is not as good as it ought to be in one thing or another. This friend of mine over there said he did that for years. And he gave me a recipe for it. Well, I said, I never heard of that. You never told me that before. He says, why would I tell you when I made my living that way?
A little handy secret kept him going. Huh?
Now, let me tell you, Ray, don't you pass this on. They say, I don't pass things on.
All right, well.
The ones I pass on are innocuous. I'm asking you now. I'm sort of halfway asking you. He says, you fill that tank up out there. He says, get it half full anyhow. And then he says, you just get one of these small boxes of Tide and just pour it in. And then he says, in 2 or 3 days, you look in your burner there, and you'll see where the trouble is. Aaron was here yesterday, and I just sort of brought that up casually. I said, I'd heard somebody say somewhere along the line, if you want to just clean out your stuff, just put a little Tide in it, would you? would you take any stock in that? Well, he thought. Well, he says, no, maybe just the reverse. He says, all your kerosene's got to go through that valve over there. That's more than likely to just gum it up.
Well, God, have you put tide in your kerosene yet?
Well, I'm not going to put it in for all six stores. I'll just put it in for one. I'll take it out. I'll just take it out there.
You see, God, you've got six stoves to work with. What you really need is one stove, so you have to make a choice. Yeah. I'll be damned. You got an out. You have to sit there and figure where you're going to screw your only stove up.
Yeah, I don't want to gum them all up.
Yeah, the smoke coming up your bubble.
Bubbles coming out of the chimney. That's what the ranch needs out here, is bubbles out of the chimney. Let the Richardsons drive up all that.
Oh, shoot.
Well, now I tell you, I'll be quite interested in that. Damned if I've ever heard of anything of the likes.
Let me tell you, Wade, I don't know whether it's a good idea to put it in these terms or not. Watch out for traps. But see, I've got this, I do that, I've done it a long time, in this position of doubt. And, but that doesn't sit well with many people. You've got to be sort of hardened before you can take the position of doubt. Debbie will tell you that. You see, she comes forward with some idea, like going to Mississippi to this revival with this, her best friend, Russell, what's her name?
Russell.
Russell.
What's her name?
Russell.
Russell
who?
Noble.
Got that out.
They got a huge family out there, and the grandmother is the head of it, and she is a tyrant. And they have this revival in August. And she drove down here and invited Debbie to go, and I thought, God, isn't that nice? And then my old position of doubt started working. You see, now some of my friends from Kentucky come down here and they stopped with me 3 or 4 days. And I just assumed they hadn't stopped because they are in a travel. And I don't know anything any more disagreeable than this travel mood where you got to get in the car and hike out to see something that ain't worth seeing.
What's that going on to see that cistern I was telling you about?
That's right. And it upsets the whole thing. You can't make it. Well, you see, that's what I see. If no one in his senses, you see, would say they wouldn't want Miss Prudy to stop and spend 2 or 3 or 4 days with them just because she's got that travel in our system. But it pretty well knocks out all the what I expected to get, you see. Well, I got to thinking about this revival of that family. Well, for one thing, there's too many of them at one time. Another thing, you got all this hoorah going on. Well, Debbie wouldn't look at it that way because she wanted to go. But I'd lost interest in it long before she decided not to go. That's that position of doubt. That's the traps. I don't know, you see, whether I know people don't thrive on that point of view. You see, I'm not throwing off on the revival. I'm just throwing off on it as a place for Debbie to go for the purposes I thought she wanted to go for. That's all. I think it's a fine thing. But see, she can get more talking to Miss Mary than she could out there. Well, anyhow, it's tempting. But it's just this idea of traps. There's so damn many traps. You see where you get caught. And if you're a trusting soul, well, you're not. You still get caught. There's so many of them. I didn't always sing those times. It's just reason.
Yeah, you've got to be awful shrewd not to get caught. I get caught knowing exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
I'll sit there and watch the whole procedure happen.
Yeah.
Get done in.
Yeah.
Good Lord, I've got to go, guy. I've got a trap to get into.
Direct quotations from those tapes. I think the Congress will wait to see the product.
Yeah, talk about traps. I'm going to go to an art opening this afternoon.
They have punch?
Yes. It's a long-standing friend that he's having this opening.
Oh.
So I'm going to lend encouragement.
That's nice. This is your paper? No, that's...
I brought that so that you could stand on your 2 feet in the world.
Yeah.
I get quite disquieted. I come by here and the paper's there, unread.
Oh, is it just the paper?
Yes. Just completely ignore what's happening in the world.
Well, let me tell you. Now, I think we've made a little headway now, just in isolating some of the traps out here, factors. Things that are discouraging. You see, it's really. You see, to start with, you got to have a little scholarly background, and you got to have, that is, for my purposes. You see, you got to have some facility with a typewriter. But that's just the beginning. You see, that's just what you start with. You know what we were talking the other day about getting somebody who's already in touch with the countryside. Like Butch. Well, mm-hmm. you might do that, but you won't find the others. And Butch wouldn't be free anyhow. You wouldn't be able to get a hold of him.
Oh, he's almost lost, guy. It's terrible. He came by again the other day.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yes.
Since I saw him.
Mm-hmm. And he stayed there. He's getting his car fixed to start with, and then he came in and stayed a while, but... It was very short order, and his wife calls him from in town to get himself on home. And
oh, really?
You see that's going to continue.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Until he builds his own world around it, he's going to have to construct his new world, which hopefully will be part of the country when he gets out here. It will be, but he'll build a world that will get outside of that wife, but it's going to take him some time. See, he can't function yet. Hell, he's only been married 2 years, and the whole time he's been trapped up there in that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how things are going to get ordered. And now they're getting them ordered, the 2 bedrooms for the 2 kids that are to be born. And it won't be long, these other procedures will follow. I don't know what exactly it'll be, but he'll come out with it. If there's one movie you ever should have seen, it should have been Slaughterhouse-Five. That's one of the things. You remember that? Billy!
That was his wife's life?
Yeah. This old southern gal, you know, the southern middle class wife, forever yelling at this man, Billy! Come in here and eat! And he's off in some world, you know, just gone. And she's forever running after him. Billy! Come in here and eat! Time to do this, time to do that. And he just goes off.
You know, Miss Patterson was like that. she kept after Phil.
Yeah?
She wanted him in sight.
That's true. This girl wants... If she loses track of that man for 30 minutes, I think she gets nervous. If she doesn't know precisely what's going on.
She just sit around and wait for him.
She might not be waiting for him, but she damn sure wants to know exactly where he's at and the timing situation involved in it, and when he's going to be back.
That's just part of her day, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Whew.
I wish some of these holes weren't so hard to find.
Well, the way I see it on the mechanical end of this thing, Guy, I'll try to do one thing first, and that is I'll try to discover if there isn't a place that you can mail the tape to, and they'll copy it for you. And then you can make a decision after I find out about it.
All right. Well, we've already reached that other point, you see, where if we can get the legible copy, we can get someone else to do the arranging for us. That's a help, isn't it?
I sent it.
Yeah. And now the transcription you don't seem to be too concerned with right now.
No.
But we can work that up at any time. Yeah. And I didn't realize that. I thought you were tying up too much effort in trying to get the words on paper.
Well, that's ahead of us.
Okay. Well, I don't need to worry about it right now.
That's right. I can see the hurdles, you see, out here so much clearer than I could.
Mm-hmm.
And that old 55 Chevy weight runs fine now. I've replaced several things in it. But you look at those tires when you go out there hard. I think the rubber, I think if you're going to drive it in traffic, you ought to have new tires on it. It starts and stops and goes 50 miles an hour easy. Is that all right?
I imagine you got a better car than a lot of these new ones put out,
yeah,
the way I see it.
Yeah.
Certainly. Tires, major concern would be tires and brakes.
Yeah, brakes are good.
Make sure your brakes are working.
Yeah. The best place I know to get the tires is a Town Tire. Do you know any better place?
No. I tell you, I've hit and missed so many times on tires.
Yeah.
Every time I set out getting information, I buy the most expensive tire at the wrong place.
Yeah.
It's working. God almighty. I can get done in so bad. I just do it. I don't know why.
Cookie's got a gift for that sort of thing. He can get good stuff at reasonable price.
You get it wholesale.
Yeah, he just runs into it. But he doesn't always go to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Now the last place he went to for that that big gooseneck trailer on the pickup truck was down here at Ocala. And they lucked into that. Jack Stokes was passing there, and a tire had blown out or he'd ruined it, and he was at their mercy. And he went into that place right across the street. He got what he wanted at about half the price he expected to pay. And they've been buying tires there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need the stoves and refrigerators if Cookie can run into them next few days.
He probably could.
Gas and electric stove and a refrigerator.
Well, you see, all you got to do, now he's hauling, and you can leave word for him at the livestock market. Get in touch with him there, and of course he's got a phone, Dan Hawthorne, under his own name. And I don't see him much over here now because he's working with Jack Stokes.
He's got that blue trailer?
Yeah.
He's come through Micanopy awful lot lately.
Yeah.
I don't know that he recognized me because I only met him that one time.
Oh,
field.
Yes, he recognized.
And he just drives by. Most time I see it is empty. I don't know which doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a, if you want to talk about it in the future, something to do with your place here. Keep about 80% of what your world. Probably bring in $15,000 a year for about 20 years. That could be done. Nothing you can do about using your property
it's not going to invade a little bit of privacy. But I think you can set it up so you can keep about 80% of your privacy.
I had a man at one time, Robert tried to work it out from up the country. He wanted to put in a grow feed in a hothouse. I forget what they called it. But he was sort of stiff necked about it, and I didn't want to take a chance with it. He told me off by mail and in person, and I figured if he got over here, he'd continue telling me off.
God, no good and well. The only way you're going to make anything off of this land is to get disconnected in some way from it. You can pull the shade down over here, pull the shade over there, or do certain pieces, and you might even invest in one of them cyclone fences. Separate you out. 12 foot with the barbs on top.
12 foot with barbs.
Call it a game preserve that you live on. Watch out for the bull.
Yeah.
Mad bull.
That's scary. I've never seen more people that are scared of that bull. He's the nicest person out of here.
Well, Debbie, come on, go to the art show with me. You probably need
to. Well, we did all just all go.
Yeah, I just went to one 4 weeks ago. It's my other good friends. See, it's the three of us that were together to start with. They're in the art world. I'm not. And we went to a reception at my friend's house after the opening. And everybody was confabbing around, and some lady got to talking to me about something, and she says, "Well, now just what do you do?" I said, "Well, I just make money." That disquieted her. She left.
I have to get a line like that.
No. See, they all got plenty of money.
Yeah.
And you got to be doing something.
Oh, yes.
Especially in the art world.
Yes. Do you have to have money to get into the art world?
You sure got to be married to it, one way or the other.
You have to have it.
Yeah. And you got to be after it if you're going to stay in there, too.
You know, there are a lot of little
synonymous
things like that.
No, you can't stay in the art world and not stay with money. It's impossible.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't be an artist and not have money.
Yeah.
But that's two different things.
That's different thing. Yeah.
That art world is strictly money, and if you stay in it, you're going to have some of it.
Well, would that be like the cattle world? Cattleman's world. They've got a world.
More like the horse farm.
Cattlemen got a world too, but I've never been able to get it, and I didn't really want to get into it. But it's a full-time job. It's put as much time at it as you want to. And if you're gonna get into price for your animals, you got to get into it.
God, you just had to think the paper. You know, Ashmore used to be our paper man. Well, it's been taken over by a girl now. She drives a Mustang. The first time I saw her, she had stopped in front of my newspaper box and had the hood open on the car and was pouring water in it. And I walked over and said, "You having trouble with your car?" She says, "No, it's nothing but a goddamn Ford. That's what it is." You know? And she got on cow clothes, the hat, and everything like that. And she's slender and lanky. And I saw her drive up yesterday, or day before, and she got out for some reason, went in Silver's store. This takes place, maybe she's collecting. Well, it was the school buses unloading about the same time. And some of these black kids evidently been mouthing a little bit. She walked out the door like that, and evidently one of them said something. She took her hat off like this and went, threw it at the car. It's you goddamn sons of bitches, I'll whoop every one of you's ass. Come on here. This girl like this just exploded right there on the street. God almighty. Oh, man, you knew bulletproof death to live with her.
Well, that's like Coleman reporting on his intrawers. Old man Sam Turner.
Whew! That's the world. Good God almighty.
Some people
exist in that world. This is there. I mean, there, boom, just packs up. And I know people she associates with do the same thing.
Oh, really?
I'm convinced of it, without meeting them. What a show! Good Lord.
Well, that's a center.
She put out, and she didn't quit. She even started turning around, chasing him down the street. This didn't let loose. Now, she's not a horse-faced woman. You know, she's a reasonably decent-looking person. Damn. Whew. I think you should say yes, ma'am.
Either that or put up your fist.
Yeah. So when Mr. Weaver's there, not he's still a center over there.
It must have been. Something came out of there. I mean, she broke out of there. See, Silva, guy, you've seen Silva, hadn't you? You know what she looks like. You hadn't? She's got a dog this big, you know, all hair. What, Jeffy? Come on, Jeffy, now. Do this stuff right there. She comes out. She's always dressed nicely with, you know, necklaces, and proper, gray hair, well done. She's proper. She's really nice. I'm not putting her down. That's just the way she is. Is always appropriate. Well, the girl that works for her is nothing but one of these dim-witted hippie girls, and she comes in with all of her hippie clothes on. That's what kind of woman she is. That girl can work there just like she is, but she's going to be like Silva, and she's all proper. And then out of that same store, Silva comes this fire-breathing animal bursting out of the door, flames shooting out of her mouth. It's amazing. I just stood there and stared. I couldn't believe it.
I guess that's how you get way to get results, though.
Huh.
She got a short fuse.
Good Lord. Well, she was burnt up about that car and it just quit on her or something.
Yeah.
And she told me right off what was wrong with that car. She wasn't a Ford person.
But one thing didn't lead to the other. That's another.
No, two. I just saw her these two occasions. Yeah. That's all. And so, I don't know. You could expect most anything out of a girl like that.
Yeah, it'd be nice to. You wouldn't want to get too close. You haven't talked to her. You just seen her. Yeah, you did. You asked her.
That's all I said. Having trouble with your car. Or what was the matter with it, or something.
Well,
she cut loose.
As an old resident, as a fella that was, she'd seen you around.
Yeah, she explained what was wrong with that car.
Yeah. It's just a Ford.
It's a goddamn Ford, that's what it is. I don't know, there's so many people that have that characteristic about them.
Yeah.
Like, if they're Chevy people, then anything that's Ford is not worth a damn.
Yeah.
And then there's a Ford person that's anything that's Chevy or GMC is not worth a damn.
Yeah.
And they can almost get in a fight about it.
Yeah.
They will. I mean, it becomes part of their life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was way back. Are you still
That's with people around the area here. I don't think you're going to find it in Lakeshore Towers.
It still exists.
Something. I'll bet you that guy with that little red car is Ford, man. The one I was telling you about, that 65, is the reason he didn't like big dogs. The reason he had a small dog was because big dogs jumped on his car. People do the damnedest things.
I mean, he said that serious, guy.
Yeah.
And he wasn't funny. He was damn serious. Because a dog had jumped on his car and there was a nick on that door.
Yeah, he said. A new car, people take it seriously.
That was more than a new car to him. That was that irreplaceable 65 Ford Falcon or whatever it was.
And you figure Buster has always had it easy.
Yeah, well, you see, his old man was established there.
Yeah.
And I don't think that any payment has ever been made on Buster's house or the garage.
No.
He came by him.
Yeah.
Most people aren't that fortunate. That's a substantial amount of money. When
what
business.
Happened to the house?
The old man's... They rented it because it's fixed up or did something with it. I hadn't traced out what happened to that. I don't know whether they sold it or what. But see, Buster, he hadn't had that concern. He's always had that security.
Yeah.
Grocery money. Yeah. That's all he had to make.
Yeah, that's grocery money.
And then Bertie went to work.
She'd been to work for so long.
Yeah. Oh, he thinks the world of her.
He wouldn't part with her.
No.
Money, huh?
She brings home an awful lot of money.
She does, huh?
Oh, hell, I reckon she makes $8,000.
She's anything
like she was at the last general, she's worth it. Her daughter just bought a Stingray Corvette the other day. I said, Buster, what on earth? I don't know. She just wanted it and she bought it.
She working?
I don't even know. You see him doing odd things. She might be working.
She's married.
Theoretically. Her husband's overseas.
Oh.
And she doesn't really live with him. He comes to visit once in a while. She's getting those payments. Good Lord. Saw that long car? You know, with the snout on it, all sports, nothing but money and expense, and she comes driving up in that damn thing. That's an amazing world.
Yeah.
The Buster is the work. He's the man. He's the man to look at. He's an institution. He's what all these other troops would like to be.
Yeah.
Maybe not with all everything he's got, but he has had it knocked. Absolutely. His hardest days has been fun. It's just the exact same thing you telling me about those people working in the fields hoeing.
Yeah. That's work. Right. That's right.
Hell no. We had a good time.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, when they got home, they didn't have to have entertainment. They'd had it all day. That's your old field hand.
Oh, Buster don't want to leave the sidewalk. And he doesn't. He'll be out there at 10 o'clock at night. Say, well, all right, let me get this generator off. And he moves at the same pace the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's been a show for him. See, it's just been a show.
Yeah.
But he'll interrupt anything going on, put on a show.
Yeah.
And join in.
Yeah.
It's just
no interruption for him. Just so you don't tell him how to do it, and look at watch him do it.
Yep. then you quit preaching and going to meddling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a distinction there.
Very oh, good. Yes. Preaching's generalities, just don't get specific.
Look at those tires and see if they're not pretty well cracked.
Channel 1 over, around 1,200, and the end, maybe 1,000. And the end of the visit with Wade, with Debbie, this Sunday morning, 21st of October, 73. Channel 1 over, around 1,000 or 1,200. And the end of the visit with Wade, with Debbie, This Sunday, the 21st of October, 73, Channel 1 over around 1,000 or 1,200, and the end of the visit with Wade with Debbie this Sunday, the 21st of October, 73.